A credit rating may seem boring, not like any big deal, but when your budget is staring down a 20% deficit, as is Illinois', and your rating is already the worst in the nation, as is Illinois', it can be significant. A low rating means it costs more to borrow money, which means there's less money to spend on other needs, which heightens budget strain, raising the potential for an even lower rating, and so on. It's a cycle that's hard to break. Standard & Poor's is warning that Illinois may be headed in that direction. It has placed Illinois on credit watch with negative implications. S&P says the Supreme Court decision and a pension proposal by the governor underscore the state's profound credit challenges and cast doubt on future initiatives. S&P says it'll watch as lawmakers develop a new state budget, but absent a credible one, it will lower Illinois' rating in the next few months. Moody's was less pointed. The agency says it had expected this outcome, but nonetheless calls the court ruling negative for the state's credit. I'm Amanda Vinicky.